I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a big show for you today. Wow, there's so much going on. You're going to just be blown away by the show that we have for you. I know it's been a little while since we've had a show, but it's been worth the wait because there's been a lot going on, okay? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Bill Bailey, by the way. It's that time again, and the doctor is in. Better late than never. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I don't know if Todd Cochran and the guys over at Tech Podcast Network are going to own up to be me being a member if I keep messing up that bad. Anyway, so I have the official professional broadcast headset on today. More about that shortly. I do want to also mention that we are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. I just like doing that. We've got so many things, I just want to dive right in and get into it. Xiaomi. Xiaomi. That sounds like something one would do to oneself. Xiaomi! Anyway, no, that's a manufacturer of phones. And they have a new prototype foldable phone. You heard that right. Foldable phone. Now, it's not a flip phone like the old days. This phone, you got to see this video. Go to the blog. That is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Go there. Find this video, which is entitled Xiaomi. I like saying that. Foldable phone. And watch this video. You'll be going, what? It's really quite remarkable. You really need to see it. Now, about the headset that I was talking about mere moments ago, I'm using the headset until I get my new toy, which is coming in tomorrow. It is going to increase the quality of the audio here on the program. You say, Dr. Bill, how in the world could that happen? Hey, I try. I've decided this year is the year of audio. I'm going to try to make the show sound better. And it's going to take more than my dulcet tones of my FM DJ voice to make it happen. Now, we're going to be using the new Rode NT1 condenser microphone. Large diaphragm condenser microphone. That's all technical stuff to basically say that it sounds really, really good. Smooth. It's going to be great. And we're going to have that for the next show. So stay tuned for that. I tell you, I'm so excited about this. You can read more about it at the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv blog. And there is an article there on the NT1. So I encourage you to check that out. I'm trying to get my screen that is in front of me here back to the first page of the blog because there's so many things to talk about that I actually went from one page to another within the blog, okay? That was not a dance. Anyway, Stephen Colbert in his program had a report on CES this year. Now, I got to admit, CES did not excite me very much this year. There wasn't much there that I cared that much about. So, I went ahead and posted his take on it from his show on the blog. So, you can go check that out. It's a YouTube video. And he wasn't very impressed with CES either. So I'm just going to let him talk about it. So check out that video. If you haven't seen his little bit that he did about CES, check that out. You'll find it interesting. It's on the blog, drbill.tv. All right, next item, a battery-free Bluetooth sensor tag. What is that? That is a thing that looks like a little antenna-like sensor that actually pulls energy from the air. The energy of Wi-Fi and the energy that's just transmitted through the air, it pulls that energy so it doesn't need a battery. It uses that energy and then allows you to send, I don't know, data to your Bluetooth device, like your phone. So you can actually have it weigh things. If you watch the video, I've got a video from YouTube posted on the blog. You can check it out. It's pretty cool, a little freaky, but pretty cool. All right, we also have next item. We also have some cord cutters info. PBS, as you know, the public broadcasting system, which is available in most venues around the country as a broadcast channel, has not been very cord cutter streaming internet video friendly. And there's some reasons for this. It's not their fault per se. A lot of the content on PBS is owned by the local stations, okay? And because of that, it's been hard to arrange to put their programming on streaming video venues. Okay, places like, oh, I don't know, YouTube TV and Hulu and things like that, okay? So PBS is now negotiating with their local stations, their partners, to allow PBS to be put on some of these services. So I think that's going to be really cool because a lot of us that have cut the cord, as I have, you know, you don't really have too many ways to see PBS unless you get it over your local antenna, which I do. I get channel 26, which is our local channel for PBS, and I can see PBS content that way. But this is going to be great that it's going to be able to be a little freer on streaming platforms. All right, now speaking of local stations, you can find local stations streamed to you if you live in certain areas. There's an organization called Locast, local casting, okay, locast.org, which will is already providing streaming channels, local channels, to certain areas like Dallas, Texas, and Baltimore, and places like that. So it's not all the way around the country, but you can sign up for a free account on their website, and then you can actually stream these local channels, which is kind of handy if you're in an area where maybe your antenna reception isn't as good as it could be. You can actually get it streamed to you over the internet. So check that out. Another thing for cord cutters. This is one that I've been sharing with people on the Cord Cutters Forum on Facebook, Cord Cutters Technical Forum. I've been trying to answer questions there and so forth. And one of the things that people ask is, you know, how do I watch Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or some of these other networks that aren't on some of the streaming services on my large screen TV like I have here in the living room? How do I do that? Well, here's what I do. There's a website called USA TV 24/7. I know that's a long thing, but bear with me. US, for United States, TV dot, or not, excuse me, no dot, back up, USTV 247 for 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week, .com. So let me back up and say that again. USTV247.com, okay? If you go to that website, you don't have to create an account. You don't have to pay anything. It's absolutely free. It's just a website, but you can go there and you can stream some of the networks, particularly the news networks and so forth, but a lot of different networks right there through that interface through your web browser. Now, as you may know, if you could stream it through your web browser, you can Chromecast it to your big screen TV, and therefore you can watch whatever these channels provide for you right there on your large screen TV. So there's a hint for you if you're a cord cutter. Now, more cord cutter info. Boy, we're really just going with a cord cutter info. This is one for you. When are your local stations going to be moving? You say, I didn't know they were moving, Dr. Bill. Yep, some of them are. And so your local stations may be switching frequencies. Well, if you've scanned your stations into your local TV or your antenna system, like my Tableau unit, once you've streamed, you know, scanned them in, then if they change frequency, they're just going to go away, and you're not going to be able to see them. So you need to rescan, okay? So how do you know when you need to rescan? Well, here's the answer. It's called TVAnswers.org, appropriately. TVAnswers.org. If you go there, I've got a link in the blog, TVAnswers.org/when.asp. You click on that link, and then you'll see when you need to rescan your local stations to get any changes. Okay? It's going to be cool. Some of these stations are going to be clearer, they're going to be stronger, they're going to be easier to get. So check out when you need to rescan those stations, okay? Whew, man, I told you it's going to be a big show. We got a lot going on. All right, the next item, an overview of the Rodecaster Pro Podcast Production Studio. Whew, man, you need to see this video. It's on the blog, drbill.tv. Watch this video and check out what the Rodecaster Pro can do. Now, I've already talked about the Rodecaster NT1 that I'm getting, and I have a Rodecaster AI1 audio interface that I'm using right now for the headset to go into my phone that I'm using to record the video. So it's working already, a lot of it. But the Rode unit and then the Rode microphone, if I had the Rodecaster Pro, dude, I would be set. But it is a bit on the expensive side. But you need to watch the video to see why I am so jazzed about this unit. It's going to be awesome. And maybe one day I'll stick some money back and get it. But not anytime soon, I can tell you. I've already spent a lot on this microphone. It's coming in tomorrow. So, okay. But the microphone's going to be awesome, though. Anyway. PineBook 64. What is PineBook 64? Next item here. The PineBook 64 is an open source notebook that runs Linux or Android. And hold on to your seat. Hold on to your seat. $99 for a notebook computer. Brand new. And it runs Linux or it runs Android. And the specs on it are pretty decent. For $99, 1.2 gigahertz, 64-bit quad-core ARM Cortex processor, 2 gig of RAM, 16 gig of eMMC5 upgradable to 64 gig memory, flash memory, 802.1 11BGN and Bluetooth 4.0 wireless, you know, USB 2.0 ports, two of them, micro SD slot, digital video port, a headphone jack, a microphone that's built in, full-size keyboard. Awesome looking system. And I tell you, I'm tempted, if I hadn't spent all this money on this microphone, I'd be tempted to try one. But check it out if you're looking for an inexpensive notebook to carry around and say, hey, you know, this will do me for traveling, okay? Next item is a cartoon. And as I said here in the blog, sometimes they just get me, you know? And I had to post this one. It's a guy sitting in front of a laptop, and he says, this article looks like it might be interesting. And then it pops up a little thing that says, accept cookies, yes or no. And he looks frustrated. And then it says, disable your ad blocker. And he looks more frustrated. Then he says, sign up for our newsletter. And he's like, "Urgh." Then it says, allow notifications from this site. And he looks totally frustrated. Then he just closes his notebook and walks away and says, it's not that interesting. And that's the way I am about a lot of websites. They keep popping up these things. Accept this. Do that. Join our email list. I'm like, no. You keep popping up and fussing at me, I'm going to just leave you alone, which is what I do most of the time. Anyway, you won't find that on the DrBill.tv site. I offer things over on the side column. If you want to join, do so. But nothing's going to pop up and fuss at you. Okay? Anyway, next item, last item. This is a big one. Okay? My trumpet sound. At any rate, we have a Fire TV app. Yes, indeed. If you have a Fire TV stick, if you have the 4K Fire TV stick, if you have a Fire TV Cube like I got for Christmas, then now there is a DrBillBailey.net Fire TV app for you. And it's free. Free. You know I like free. So I make the app available for you. And it's pretty cool looking. So check it out. You can click on the link in the blog, and there's also over on the right-hand column, I've got another little thing that has a picture of it. You can click on either one, and that will take you to Amazon, where you can buy it through Amazon, even though it's free. I don't know why they do that. Check out, you know, and it's really just free, but it's part of their shopping cart system, so you have to kind of make allowances for that. But at any rate, this is a Fire TV app, and it pulls the content actually off our YouTube site and then displays it. So all of our old Chromist videos are there. All of our Vertzine videos are there. Our handheld hack videos are there. And then, of course, all the videos of our regular Dr. Bill show. So check it out. And, of course, it will be updated as I post more videos. But it's an app right there on your Fire TV where you can watch the old doctor and enjoy the silliness, okay? So that's it for this program. Whew. I told you it was going to be a big program. So until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.